Today's message is to offer your Isaac to God.
那我们今天的信息就是把我们的以撒献给神。
God will bless your Isaac greatly.
那神呢就会祝福，大大的祝福你的以撒。
So in the Bible, there's a famous story which is known to like a Judaism and even Muslims.
那这就是圣经上有一个非常著名的故事，就是包括伊斯兰教、犹太教都是非常有名的一个故事。
It's about Abraham, the father of nations, offered his son Isaac to God as a sacrifice.
那这就是关乎这个万国之父的亚伯拉罕呢，把他的独一的儿子以撒献给神。
Of course, Muslims said he offered Ishmael instead of Isaac.
那个伊斯兰教呢，他们认为他所献上的是以斯玛利，而不是以撒。
Or somebody is wrong. Maybe both are wrong, but cannot be both right.
那可能有一部分人是错的，不可能两方都是对的。
But we will not talk about that.
那我们今天重点不在这里。
So we believe Isaac offered Isaac.
那我们相信亚伯拉罕献的是以撒。
So Isaac was given to Abraham when Abraham was 100 years old.
那神把以撒给亚伯拉罕的时候呢，他已经100岁。
So the son is so precious to Abraham.
所以这个是儿子呢，对亚伯拉罕说非常的宝贵。
And also God said to him very clearly, "This is the promised son."
而且神也清楚的告诉亚伯拉罕，这就是那个应许之子。
And all the blessings are going to come through this son.
那所有的祝福都要通过这个儿子带出来。
However, one day,
但是有一天
，God says, "You offer your son Isaac as a burning sacrifice."
有一天，神就对亚伯拉罕说：“你要把你的以撒献上，当做燔祭。”
So this is such a unreasonable demand, unreasonable test.
那这个就是一个超乎人理喻的一个试验。
So the Bible said, Abraham obeyed.
那圣经上说呢，亚伯拉罕呢就顺从了。
So he led his son to the mountain.
那他就把他的孩子带到这个山上。
And it's a long journey.
那是一个很长的路。
It's a very difficult journey.
是一个很难行的路。
And then he took his son to the mountain top.
那他把他的孩子带到了山顶上。
And his son asked, "Dad, here all the wood is here, ready for fire, but where is the sacrifice?"
那以撒呢就对亚伯拉罕说：“父啊，这个火跟柴都有了，但是燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？”
You know what Abraham said?
但是你知道亚伯拉罕说了什么吗
？If you were Abraham, what would you say?
如果你是亚伯拉罕，你会对你儿子说什么呢
？Then Abraham said, "Son, God Himself, He will prepare Himself for sacrifice."
那亚伯拉罕对他儿子说：“神必为自己预备做燔祭的羊。”
And it sounds like a word of faith, or sounds like a word of excuse.
那听起来像是一个信心的话，也像是一个找借口的话。
Son, God Himself will prepare a sacrifice.
我儿啊，神必自己预备做燔祭羊羔。
Indeed, when Abraham tried to kill Isaac, and the angel of the Lord stopped him.
那当亚伯拉罕伸手要杀害这个孩子时候呢，那神的使者就来了。阻止了他
，and said, "Don't do this, don't do this."
他说，不要做，不要做。
Because now I know you fear God.
那现在我知道你是敬畏神的了。
And you do not reserve your son, not to give it to me.
因为你没有将你的儿子留下来不给我。
You know, is this ethical for God to demand Abraham? As a you know, his son as a burning offering, is that ethical?
你觉得这是一个合乎常理的吗？让亚伯拉罕把自己独一生的儿子献上
？Of course not.
当然。
But why God demand that?
那为什么神还要就是 让他这样的做呢？
It's a Bible said very clearly, 22 chapter 22 Genesis is a test.
那在这个创世纪二十二章这里清楚写了，这是对亚伯拉罕的一个试验。
Our God didn't ask people to sacrifice their sons and daughters. This is very clear in Moses' law.
那在那个摩西的律法呢，神也非常清楚写到，神不会让我们献上我们自己的孩子。
Because in those days, people in Canaan, they offer their children as sacrifice, and God forbid Israelites to never do this. This is very, very evil.
那因为当时在迦南地呢，他们当时习俗就是他们会把自己的儿女献上当做燔祭，但是耶和华就对摩西说，这个绝对在以色列中是不可以行的。
So this is a test, our ultimate test for Abraham.
所以呢，这个对亚伯拉罕来说呢，这是一个最终极的一个考验。
Because are you willing to offer your son to me?
就是你愿不愿意把你唯一的孩子献给我？
Now, here's the point.
So, 这个是这个点。
You see, what kind of lessons are we going to learn from Bible?
那我们从圣经里该学到什么功课呢？
Here's the Bible said it very clearly. When Abraham was willing, and angels said, "Now I know you fear God." That's the first point.
那第一点呢，就是当亚伯拉罕愿意这么做的时候，那这个天使就跟他说，我现在知道你是敬畏神。
Because God wants his servants, wants his children to have godly fear, healthy godly fear.
因为神呢，希望他的儿女有一个敬畏神的心，一个健康的敬畏神的一个心态。
Bible said very clearly, the fear of God is beginning of wisdom, all wisdom.
因为圣经上说呢，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Without the fear of God, there's no true wisdom.
那没有敬畏这个神呢，就是没有任何的智慧。
You know, in the scientific field, in the before the 19th century, all these renowned scientists were God-fearing people.
那在十九世纪以前呢，所有就是那些著名的科学家呢，其实他们都是非常敬畏神的人。
I was a scientist before, so I was very interested in studying the lives of these scientists.
那我自己也是一个科学家，那我之前呢，就是非常喜欢研究这些科学家的生平。
And like Newton, you know, Newton had a lot of discoveries and inventions.
那就像牛顿，他自己有很多的发明创造。
He discovered the law of gravity.
那他发现了地心引力。
Newton's three laws of force and basic laws.
牛顿的那个force 是吗？中文是什么？
Three laws.
三个力的那个原理。
And also, he had a lot of. He invented the calculus, basically.
他就是创造了这个
微积分。
微积分。
And he also had a lot of discoveries about a light.
那他也关于对于光呢，他也有很多的发
现。Anyways, but when people talk about him, ask him, he said, "I'm like a child walking on the seashore."
但是呢，别人问他的时候，他却说，哦，我就是像一个孩子走在这个沙滩上。
And once in a while, I pick up the shell, you know, those colorful shell, and very happy.
那他就是在沙滩上捡这个贝壳。
But the sea of the truth is far from my knowing.
那但是呢，这个知识的海洋呢，是他遥不可及的。
So he has a deep fear of God.
所以他在心里边有深深对神的敬畏。
I remember when I was doing my PhD in McGill University, I loved to go to the library. There's a corner which is dedicated to Newton.
那我在麦吉尔大学上PhD 的时候呢，我常常去那个图书馆的一个角落，那个角落呢全都是关于牛顿的书。
That room is about three times of this room. It's all Newton's work.
那个大概有这个教室的三倍大，所有的里面的资料呢都是关于牛顿。
I love to study Newton.
所以我很喜欢就是研究。
You know, his books mostly talking about God.
但是呢，他的书呢，大部分都是讲关于神。
You know, people always think about Newton was a scientist, a physics, math, okay. But most of his books were talking about God.
那大家想起牛顿都会觉得，哦，他是一个科学家，一个数学家，一个物理学家。但是其实呢，他大部分的书都是讲关于神。
One, this title of the book is called "Under the Wings of the Almighty." That's the title of the book or the name of the book.
其中他有一本书呢，就是在那至高者的翅膀下。
That's very interesting, is that right?
这个书名非常有趣，是不是
？And people heard about the name of Einstein as a modern scientist, top scientist.
那你们也听，大家都听过，就是爱因斯坦。
And when his general relativity was proven to be true, and a Big Bang theory proven to be true, he made a statement.
那他这个相对论，还有他的关于他那个就是宇宙大爆炸，就是被证明是真的时候呢，他就做了一个这样子的发言。
Your physics. So he said. Because the experiment proven that the universe is indeed expanding.
因为他的这个实验呢，就是发现这个宇宙呢，确实是在不停的长，就是在膨胀。
It's an explosion.
所以呢，它这是一个爆炸。
Now he said something.
所以他就说了这个话。
The universe has a beginning and a beginner.
那这个宇宙呢，有一个开始，也有一个开始的人。
The beginner is a super reasoning power.
那这个创造者呢，是一个超级的一个
理性的
一个能力。
Yeah, so super reasoning power
是一个超级理性的一个能力。
So all these scientists in the 19th century and 20th century, like Maxwell, who discovered the radio waves, theory of radio waves, very devoted Christians, God-fearing people.
所以这个十九世纪呢，这些科学家呢，包括那个马斯克发现了那个就是
电波
，所以他们都是非常的敬畏神的一群人。
And Faraday who discovered the motors and things, he's he from Monday to Friday he is in the laboratory, Sunday he preaches.In the church.
那还有发明这个就是电池的这个人呢，他星期一到星期五他在实验室，然后呢，第一天就在找。
You know the capacitance was the measure is after him. How many farads is after him?
所以他这个Farad， 所以这个量度呢是以他的命名。
Anyway, there are numerous of scientists. We know that God theory.People.
所以呢，这有很多很多这样的例子呢。所以就是这些人其实都是非常敬畏神的一群人。
Now, even the politicians in the history who had made a great contribution to the advance of the civilization is God fearing.
但是还有很多政治家呢，就是给社会带来巨大推动的这些人呢，他们很多也都是敬畏神的人。
So I won't mention here anymore.
那我就在这里就不再提。
So here the first thing is God want to test. Are you God fearing?
那所以呢，神想要测试的一点就是你是不是敬畏神的人。
The second point is here it says you do not reserve your son not to give it to me.
那第二点呢？他说啊，你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，留下不给我。
Withhold your son.
你没有留下你的孩子不给我。
You do not withhold.
所以你不会把他就自己。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢
？You know, we human beings we withhold a lot of things.
那我们作为人来讲呢，我们喜欢抓住我们的东西。
We don't know why we withhold. We don't think.
那我们也不知道为什么我们喜欢就是抓住这些东西。
These mothers sometimes they just try to keep their son all the time.
而且很多母亲就特别想把紧紧的抱住他们的孩子。
Even some mothers when their sons got married, and they still want them to be very very close to them.
那甚至他们儿子都结了婚了，他们这些母亲呢还想紧紧的抓住他们的儿子。
Actually, in the last some years, we were counseling marriage. There's one true story is that this mother, widowed mother, followed her son to her, his honeymoon.
honeymoon.
So you see, that's why they need a counseling.
所以呢，他们才需要被辅导。
So that's a little bit extreme, but you know, like sometimes we hold things too close to us.
所以那个当然是一个比较极端的例子。那我们的意思就是，我们有的时候我们喜欢把东西紧紧的抓住。
You hold our sometimes spouse too close.
有的时候我们甚至把我们的配偶抱得太紧。
Sometimes hold our children too close.
说把我们的孩子抓得太紧。
Sometimes hold our money too close.
说把我们的钱抓得太紧。
You know, when you hold too close, sometimes cause problems.
当你把这些东西紧紧抓住的时候呢，它会带来一些麻烦。有的时候。
It becomes your idol.
那这个成为了你的一个偶像。
You know, Bible said actually, God says one thing is don't.Set up idols before.
那在圣经里讲的一点呢，就是你不要有偶像。
Why idols are so destructive?
为什么这个这个偶像这么有破坏性呢？
Because when people's hearts are gripped by idols, you are not free.
因为你的心被这个偶像抓住的时候呢，你就不再是自由的。
Your thoughts and views are not objective.
因为你的这个观点，你的想法呢，就不再是自主的。
Let's say if your son is so dear to you and you marry a beautiful young lady, you always think, no, he belongs to me. Oh, belongs to me.
你想想看，就是你的儿子娶了一个非常美丽的太太，然后你就心里就想说，啊，不行，这个儿子是我的，是属于我的，是属于我的。
And the son wants to kiss the wife. The mother gets jealous. You know, like that's something is wrong because it's you're supposed to open your hand, offer it to God.
那就是这个儿子呢，想去亲这个太太的时候呢，啊，你就吃醋了。但是其实呢，你应该放手，把你的以上献上。
Because God's law is now you're supposed to offer your son to God. He's supposed to go his.Establish his own family. He's going to honor you, but he's not going to be clenched to you.
那其实呢，你就是应该像把你的孩子当做以撒献给神，因为他要有他自己的家庭，有自己的生活，而不是把他就是紧紧的把他抓在你的身边。
The great thing for Abraham is he obeyed.
那这个亚伯拉罕呢，他做的事呢，就是他顺服了。
And after that.The third point I want to emphasize, after he offered, and God actually stopped him, and knowing his heart is genuine, God started blessing him even more.
那第三点呢，就是当这个亚伯拉罕顺服了，把自己孩子献上的时候呢，神就借着这件事情来大大的通过以撒来祝福他。
Here the Bible said in verse 16, he said, God take her off.
那在这个十六节呢，这里写到说呢，耶和华呢，就是指着自己起的誓。
Because you did this, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of the enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed.Because you have obeyed me.
那这个耶和华说，你既然行了这个事呢，我便指着自己起誓说，论福我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你子孙多起来，如同天上的星、海边的沙，你的子孙必得仇敌的城门，并且地上的万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我。
Another translation is a seed. Your seed will bless.Nations.
那有另外的翻译呢，就是子孙呢，他说的是你的种子。
Of course, this seed eventually is Jesus Christ, which has come from Abraham and Isaac.
那当然这个种子呢也是通过耶稣，因为耶稣就是从亚伯拉罕以撒那条支派出来。
You see, here God took an oath.
你看这个神呢他就起了誓。
Now before that, in chapter 12, God gave a promise.
那在12节的12章的时候呢耶稣神呢给了一个应许。
In chapter 13, 14, God said, I will cut a covenant with you.
那在13、14章呢创世纪13、14章呢神说呢我要给你立一个约。
So, so when Abraham walked with God, he gradually passed some tests. One test by another.
那当亚伯拉罕与神同行的时候呢他一步一步的就是过了他的测试。
So, after some tests, God said, I will make a covenant with you.
那他过了一些测试呢神就说哦我要与你立约。
And here God says, I will take an oath.
那这里呢神说我要给你启示。
When God take an oath, what's going to happen?
那当神启示会发生什么事呢？
I tell you, nothing can stop God defending you, blessing you.
那我告诉你就是没有任何事情能够阻拦神对你的祝福，神对你的那个帮助。
So when God asked Abraham to offer Isaac as a sacrifice, it's not like demanding him to do something bad.
那当神让亚伯拉罕献上儿子的时候呢，并不是让他做一些坏事。
But is your heart free?
但是他就是问你的心是自由的吗？
Is your heart still before me? No idols can still receive great blessings.
那你的心是向我的吗？是不是没有任何的偶像能够偷走你呢？
You know, a lot of people cannot receive blessings because they hold by some idols.
有这些很多人呢都得不到祝福，是因为他们就是抓住了一些偶像。
I can only do this. I cannot do that.This is what I'm supposed to do. This is what I'm supposed to keep.
那我可以做这个，我不可以做那个啊，这是我应该保留的。
So when God calls you to do something else, you dare not to.
当神呢让你去做其他事的时候呢，你就害怕不敢去做。
So God says, I will bless you there, just like Abraham. When you call you out of your land, go to Canaan, I will bless you there.
那所以神就说我呼召你出去我照样会祝福你就像我呼召亚伯拉罕出了那个地我还是照样祝福他一样。
Many people will be afraid but Abraham obeyed.
很多人都会害怕但是亚伯拉罕顺服。
Just like us immigrants when we first come to Canada, very very scary.
那就像我们是作为移民我们一开始来加拿大呢我们都是非常惧怕的。
Left our friends, family members behind.
那把我们的亲朋好友呢留在国内。
Left our homeland, left our land.
就是离开了我们的家乡。
And even some people have to give up their skills because you cannot find a job in Canada.
那很多人甚至呢就是把他就是养生的手艺呢都放弃因为在这个可能手艺在加拿大没有办法养他。
So, very scary.
所以是一个非常恐惧的一个事情。
But when God,call us out of something good into something, God will, He will be with us.
那当神呢呼召你出去呢做些其他事的时候，神一定会与你同在。
What He needs is our faith.
他需要的是我们的信心。
Do we still trust Him?
你还持续相信他吗？
You know, this is for today is the same thing to us. God, from time to time, God will ask us to offer our Isaac.
那对我们来说也是一样的，就是有的时候神就会问我们要不要，你要不要献上你的以撒。
Some people are much easier to obey.
那对有些人呢，就是比较容易。
Blessing come much faster.
所以那个祝福呢，也会更快的降临。
Some people will be, very scary and don't know what to do.
那有些人他会惧怕，会觉得哦，我不知道该怎么做。
And then, there's more work.To be done in our hearts.
所以呢，有更多的工作呢，需要在我们的心里完工。
But when we are willing to offer,
那当我们的心愿意献上的时候呢
？Just like how Abraham he is blessed by God, and same way, God will bless us.
所以呢，就是同样的亚伯，神怎么样祝福亚伯拉罕，神也会同样的祝福。
I just use myself as an example.
那我就以我自己为例。
When I first became a Christian.
那当我刚刚开始信主的时候。
Before that, I was, many people know I got insomnia. I couldn't sleep. I quit my school.
那很多人都知道呢，我有失眠症，然后我也不能读书。
When I was doing my PhD, I quit my school.
那我当时在读博士的时候呢，我就就不上学了。
So I was started to be interested in all kinds of philosophy and religion. And make the story short, I come to Jesus.
那我当时就开始就是对各种样的哲学啊跟信仰感兴趣。那就是长话短说呢，后来我就相信了神。
But I asked him one thing. I said, "Okay, please heal my insomnia. I will follow you. You are the true God. I test you, and if you heal me, and I will follow you."
那我当时就对神说，你如果医治我的失眠症，那我就跟随。
So what happened was, he didn't heal me at that time.
那什么事情发生了？而是那个时候我并没有得到医治。
So I went to many churches and also even TV evangelists, they have a healing gifts.
那我当时就去了就是一个聚会，然后那当时有一个人他们有那个医治的恩膏。
Many meetings.
哦，很多很多这样子的。
But I was not healed.
但是我还是没有得到医治。
I said, God, please heal me.
那我就说神啊，你医治我。
If you heal me, I will be a very good Christian and serve you all my life.
如果你医治了我，我会成为一个非常好的基督徒，然后我来服侍你。
But he didn't heal me.
但是他并没有医治我。
So I made a decision eventually.
所以呢，我就做了一个决定。
I said, even if you do not heal me, I still want to find the truth.
我就跟他说，尽管你没有医治我，但是我呢，还是要选择。学真理
，because truth is more important than my health.
因为真理呢，比我的健康更重要。
Because for us scientists, everything we need to be true.
那对于我们这个科学家来说呢，所有事情都必须是真理，合乎真理。
If it's not true, anything good and beautiful is most deceiving.
那如果不是真理的话呢，就即使是好的东西，也都是欺骗的。
It's like plastic flowers. You put perfume, and the bees come. They cannot make honey, but they will be poisoned.
那就像一个塑料花，你把这个香气喷到上面，然后也许蜜蜂会来，可是呢，它并没有办法从上面做蜜。
So basically, I offered my physical health as a sacrifice. I said, I offer it to you.Even if you don't heal me, I still want to find the truth.
那所以对我来讲呢，我就是把我的健康献上，当做以撒，即使他不医治我，我也要选择寻找真理。
And later on, when I come to become a Christian, when I was baptized, I was healed through baptism.
那后来呢，我信主以后呢，我就受洗，我的医治呢是从我受洗开始。
So this offering is not easy.
所以呢，这样子的现象是不容易的。
Nobody, want his health, stay bad.
那没有人会想自己持续的生病。
So I offered to God.
所以呢，我把这个献上。
And then he healed me.
所以呢，他就医治了我。后来他就医治了我。
When I look back, I was very thankful.
那我回想呢，我就是非常感恩。
Thankful for the test.
那我就是感谢他给我的这个试探。
Didn't heal me right away.
他没有马上的医治我。
You know, I was a workaholic.
那我其实是一个非常喜欢工作的人。
Every day, every night, I can stay in the laboratory.
那每天呢，日日夜夜我都可以待在我的实验室。
To do research work, I read my books and to design things.
那我就是看我的书写我的论文，然后来就是研究发明一些东西。
I do not talk to people a lot. I do not do anything. No entertainment.
那我也不太喜欢跟别人交流，我也没有什么社交或者是娱乐的活动。
You know, Lord basically want to draw me out of that workaholic habit.
那其实呢，神就好像要把我从那个就是狂热工作的那个氛围当中把我拖出来。
I really, Einstein was my idol. Newton was my idol.
那牛顿、爱因斯坦呢，都是我的偶像。
If I stayed there, I would never meet my wife.
如果我一直待在实验室，我可能永远都遇不到我的太太。
Newton had a story. Newton never got married. You know why?
那牛顿呢？他也从来没有结婚，你知道为什么？
He was so into science.
他就是这么的热爱科学。
Anyway, he had no skills with people.
那他就是对人的关系呢，没有任何的技能。
There was a legend story, I don't know if it's true or not, about Newton dating a girl.
那有关于一个牛顿跟一个女孩的一个故事，但我也不知道是不是真的。
Newton used to use a long pipe, those days they smoke, you know, smoke, what do you put the tobacco there, smoke, is that right? After you smoke, then use a stick to take the ashes away, and then you do this and put it aside.
当时就是他们说牛顿有就是吸这个长管烟的习惯，然后呢你把这个烟草放到这个洞里边，然后你烧完以后呢，你就这样的弹一下，把那个烟灰弹到自己鞋上。
So Newton was once dating a girl.
但有一次呢，这个牛顿呢就跟一个女孩子约会。
And he was holding the girl's hand.
那他抓着这个女孩的手。
While he was also smoking the tobacco.
那另外一只手呢就在吸烟。
But you know, scientists sometimes suddenly inspiration comes.Just, oh boy, I need to write it down.
那对科学家来讲，有时候灵感一来，哦，就得马上把它写下来。
So of course, before that, he has a habitual thing to do is use a stick to take away the ashes.
那他一般呢，他有这个习惯，就是先拿一个棍子呢，把这个灰啊给弄出来。
So he just take the finger of the girl and put it to that pipe, you know that.To take away the ashes.
但他因为习惯，他就拿这个女孩子的手呢，把这个手就放在那个烟管里面，把那个烟灰给弄出来。
So you know what's the end of the story?
所以你也知道这个故事的结局了。
So basically, you know, Einstein is, you know, the bushy hair. My daughter said, I like your bushy hair more like Einstein.
但就是爱因斯坦，你也知道他有个非常夸张的长发。
Anyway, so, you know, I was very thankful God took me out of that habit because he wanted to bless me.
那我非常感恩呢，神就是把我从那个环境把我拖出来。
So when I look back, I was very, very thankful.
所以我回想以后，我真的是非常的感恩。
I was not like Newton and Einstein, but I had some very, how to say, the social skills are zero.
That 虽然我不是爱因斯坦，也不是牛顿，但是呢，我的社交能力呢，就像零一样。
There's a quick story about myself about using money.
那还有一个关于我用钱的一个故事。
So when I was doing my master's degree in China, I have a good salary those days. Doing master's, the salary is good enough for you to spend.
那我当时在中国呢，就是研究生，然后呢，当时他们给的钱呢是挺好，挺够的，够我花。
So one day, those days we liked to wear shoes.Okay, suits. One day I go to this dry cleaning store to clean my suit.
那我当时他们我们都穿西装，然后有一天呢，我就把我的这个西装呢带到一个干洗店去干洗。
And this owner says, "What's inside your pocket? Something big there. What's inside? Take it away."
那这个老板就说，哎呀，这个西装里边有些东西，你把它拿出来。
So I yes, when I take it away, it's an envelope.It's a 1 month salary. I never touch it. I never discover it.
那我也拿出来看，有一个信封，里面居然有一个月的工资，我居然完全都不知道，就是一直放在那。
So that's you know, thank God the owner asked me to take it out.
所以我很感恩啊，那个老板让我把那个。
So I didn't know how to spend money. I didn't know, you know, no social life.
那所以我也不知道怎么花钱，然后我也没有什么社交活动。
So when I become a Christian, when God that time God didn't heal me when I asked Him, but later on He healed me. I was very thankful because He knew what is the best time to heal me.
所以呢，当我一开始求告神，神没有医治我的时候，后来呢，我也被医治，就是我回想来看，我就是非常的感恩神选了一个好的时候。
Did he listen my prayer? Yes, of course.
他有没有听我的祷告呢？当然，他听了我的祷告。
And he gave me something better.
但是他给我更好的。
Not only to heal me, but also take me out of that idol.
那不仅仅只是来医治我，而是把我从这个偶像那边全部挪开。
Yeah.And that was the first test. The second test is when I give up my career to go to a Bible school.
那是我的第一个试验。然后呢，第二个试验就是呢，当我就是离开我的专业，然后去神学院。
That time was a test, which is not hard for me myself, but it's hard for my relationship with my parents and family members.
那个对我来说呢，这个决定不难，但是呢，对我父母来讲呢，就是对他们来说是非常难以接受的。
So for them in China, they said being a pastor is you depend on people's offering. It's like a beggar. You're a beggar.
对于中国人来说呢，如果你做一个牧师，那你的收入呢，就是看大家奉献你多少，就好像一个乞丐一样。
So my older sister wrote me a letter. He said.Brother, what are you doing?
那我的姐姐呢，就写了封信给我说，啊，弟弟啊，你做的是什么呢？
Dad spend so, you know, so much energy to send you to abroad to study in the West and get a PhD, and now you want to be a beggar.
我父亲花了这么多精力哈，把你培养出来，把你送到国外，啊，你现在读完博士，你现在要当乞丐？
My father wrote me a letter.
那我爸爸呢也给我写了封信。
Son, you want to save souls. Being a pastor is to save people's souls, okay?
那他说王炳啊你想就是 拯救灵魂。
Yes, I said I'm being a pastor. I teach people about Jesus. Their sins are forgiven. They go to have eternal life. And this and that.
因为我跟他说你信神啊我叫神信神然后你的罪就得赦免你就可以过去天堂啊。
He said, son, you want to save souls?
那他说哦儿子啊你想拯救灵魂。
Save yourself.
先拯救你自己吧。
You are something wrong with your mind.
啊你的这个脑袋出了一些问题。
And save your dad first.
那你也来先拯救你的父亲啊。
Your dad is so disappointed. I'm almost got, you know, I almost get mad.
我就是作为父亲，我真的是很伤心啊！我自己都要崩溃了。
So before you save soul, save yourself and save me.
当你在拯救其他人灵魂之前，先救你自己，跟救救我吧。
So it was pretty difficult for me relationally.
那对我来说呢，这个关系上呢，真的是一个很大的挑战。
So I have to make a choice.
那我必须要做一个决定。
So somehow, you know, I just offer this relationship as a sacrifice.
那呢，就是我就把这个关系呢当做以撒献上。
So I obeyed God. I went to the Bible school.
那我呢选择顺服神，然后我就去了这个神学院。
My father was not happy. My family members were not happy.
那我的爸爸呢，就是不开心，我的家人也不开心。
They were expecting you, you know, you after you get your PhD in medical physics and all this, and you get good, you know, you have achievements and a good salary and have a good family.
那他们觉得哦，你的博士毕业了，你应该就是开始有好的工作，有好的家庭。
And now, you have nothing.
那现在呢？你什么都没有了。
So you know, God is very faithful.
但是神是信实的。
So after this, you know, my all the family members later on, they all believe in the Lord. They all come to the Lord.
那后来呢？我的家族里的其他成员呢，都慢慢的都开始来接受我的神。
My mother, brother, and sister-in-law, their children, my sister was baptized. Even their people, many people were physically healed by the Lord.
我的妈妈，我的姐姐， 我的哥哥、哥哥、嫂子，还有就是他们的孩子，很多很多医治也在这个家族发生，他们都信主。
And so after I went to the Bible school for some time, my sister wrote me a letter.
那我去这个神学院一段时间呢，我的姐姐就给我写了一封信。
She said, "Brother, you made the right choice."
她说，弟弟啊，你做了一个正确的决定。
I see that how much we need Jesus Christ here. There's no peace, so much strife. People after money, families are broken. They don't know how to teach children.
那他就说，就是我发现这里真的是有很多问题，有很多的就是征战，然后大家也不知道怎么教导自己孩子，在社会上有一些问题。
So this is another choice I had to make, and I offered. To God as a sacrifice.
那这就是我遇到的第二个，就是我要选择的事情，而且我
But God blessed me relationally again.
那神呢也再次的，就是在关系上祝福。
You see now, my father is not baptized yet, but he reads his Bible better. Every other boy was baptized.
那我的爸爸呢？虽然他现在没有受洗，但是他也在读圣经，然后其他的家族的人呢都受洗了。
Our relationships were so blessed through the Christian faith.
那我们的家族之间的关系呢，也通过就是基督的信仰呢得到坚固。
So when I offer this relationship as a sacrifice to God, God in turn blessed my relationship.
那当我把这个关系献上呢，交给神的时候呢，神也就是这样同样的来大大的祝福。
The relationships become so beautiful.
那我们的关系也成为很更加美好。
Give you one example, the relationship between my mother and my sister's my brother's wife in laws. Okay, the relationship.
那我给你一个就是例子呢，就是我的妈妈跟我的嫂子，就是她的媳妇的关系。
You know, in China, if you say what is the worst relationship, I don't know in other countries they talk about mother-in-law and.
那一般在中国呢，如果我们受到最糟糕的一个关系呢，就是婆媳关系。
I need to bless Anna. She has three sons, so I need to pray for you more. Okay, so.You know that before they became Christians, my sister-in-law and my, somehow she was in a kind of superstition. She started hating my father.
Hating my father.
Yeah, because they believe a superstition that my sister-in-law is doing business. There's a shop, and they use the idol which worshiping the money god.
那我的嫂子呢？她做一些生意，然后他们也就是因为他们有些迷信嘛，所以他们就拜一些东西。
And my father is in just adjacent in another room. He's practicing his Chinese medicine.
那我的爸爸就在旁边呢，他应该是中医嘛，所以他就是在那里有个诊所。
He put up this portrait of 宋时苗. 宋时苗是 it's like an idol. it's one of the famous Chinese medicine. One of those old pioneer.
那我爸爸也放了一个就是画像。然后呢，这个画像就是什么宋思苗，所以呢，这个画像也就是有一点像就偶像一样。
So my sister was superstitious and asked some fortune tellers why my business is not good.
那我的嫂子呢？因为她迷信嘛，她就是在问那个算命的说：“哎，我的这个生意怎么做的不好呀？”
And the fortune teller said, "Because the money god and the medicine god they are fighting."
那那个算命的就是说呢，哦，你这个财神呢，跟你这个药神呢，他们好像在打架。
So my sister believed that tried to take away my dad's business, you know.
那我这个嫂子听了以后呢，她就想说，哦，我就是要把这个药王呢，这个弄下来。
No. Later on, they became Christians. All of them, you know what happened? Beautiful.
那后来呢？他们都信主嘛？那他们，你知道发生什么吗？
You know, when you believe in Christ, you want to love each other.
那当你就是信主了以后呢？你会想要彼此相爱。
So now, many years, if my mother has something in her heart, like a trouble in heart, you know what? She will look for to talk to.
那呢？你现在想看我的妈妈，如果她心里有一些什么焦虑、什么问题呢？你知道她会找谁来倾诉吗？
She would look for this daughter-in-law to talk about.
她会去找
beautiful,
她会去找她我的嫂子，就是她的媳妇来讲。
So they become very good buddies.
那他们成为非常好的朋友。
So my sister-in-law indeed and my brother, they own my parents. And, you know, they are my parents are old.And they look after them so well.
那呢，就是我的哥哥，我的嫂子呢，他们就是照顾我们的父母，照顾得非常好。
No, I don't need to worry here in Canada because they look after my parents.
所以我在加拿大呢，我也不用担心我的父母，因为他们照顾得非常好。
So this is how when I give over my Isaac, this relationship to God, God blessed my relationship.
所以呢，当我把我的以撒献上的时候呢，神就是祝福我。
What's the time?
11:24.
Okay, let's look at it. So that's another test. I think I passed that test.
那这就是另外一个试探，然后那我也觉得我。
There are many more.
还有很多。
But in each test, some are easy to pass, some are difficult.
那在每一个试探当中，有一些是比较容易，有些是比较难过的。
But when we are willing to offer to the Lord.
那当我们愿意把我们献上的时候呢
？Lord's intention is to say, when you offer this, I will bless this.
那神的本意就是，当你愿意献上的时候，神就要来祝福。
So, you know, later on I become a pastor. I'm forever grateful I became a pastor.
那我后来呢，成为牧师，真的我是一直都很感恩我能够成为牧师。
You know, workaholic scientists don't know how to deal with people.Lord trained me to deal with all kinds of people.
那作为一个就是科学家呢，我们是真的不知道怎么跟人相处。可是神呢，却训练我成为一个跟各种各样的人相处的。
And even recently, many people know Lord blessed me with finance.
那大家很多人也知道呢，就是最近几年呢，神就是祝福我们经济。
That actually is another Isaac I had to offer.
那其实呢，那也是另外一个以撒我来，我献上的以撒。
I quickly tell the story.
那我就赶快讲一下这个故事。
So when I become a after the Bible school and I wanted to be a pastor, full-time pastor, I had no interest in making money. I believe the Lord will provide. My focus is just on preaching gospel.
那我就是读完神学院呢，我就想就是来服侍神。我没有兴趣赚钱，所以我就是想来服侍神。
But somehow.One day, in 2003, the prophets come to our Church of Zion to prophesy. And he said, the three prophets prophesied to us, we are going to have Joseph anointing.
那当时那个发预言的就是呢，我们将要有约瑟的恩膏。
I never thought about Joseph's anointing.
那我从来也没有想过约瑟的恩膏。
Joseph anointing in Bible means it's about government and finance.
那约瑟的恩膏呢，在圣经里讲的就是在政治上跟就是财富上的一个祝福。
I didn't tell this story to many people.
那我其实没有跟很多人讲。
Only to some close friends.
其实只有跟过就比较近的朋友分享。
But today I want to share to everybody.
但是我今天想在这里跟你。
Because sometimes when you share these stories to everybody, some people.They don't know what to, they don't understand.
那因为有的时候我跟人分享这点呢，有些人不能够理解。
Being Joseph anointing, basically, you are going to inherit great, great finance.
那呢，对于约瑟的恩膏来讲呢，就是其实就是你会要拥有很大很大的一笔财富。
So when the prophets were prophesying there, I just laughed.
那当这个先知在发预言的时候呢，我就笑了。
simply I didn't believe.
其实就是因为我不相信。
Because I gave up all my things. You know, I had the inventions before in China. I gave the things away. They are making money. I was a person not interested in making money.
因为呢，我都是把这些都放下了。以前我在中国也有一些发明，那我的发明我也放下了。然后别人其实在用这个发明在赚钱，但是因为我不想，就是没有兴趣赚钱嘛。
So when the prophets prophesied this, me and my wife was kneeling there and just they were praying for us. I just laughed uncontrollably.
那当他们发预言的时候呢，我跟我太太就跪在地上，然后我就在地上的时候我就大笑了，控制不了笑了。
Very simple because I couldn't relate.
因为很简单，就是我觉得跟我好像没有关系。
Because I thought I give up everything, even my profession, I want to be a pastor. How come you want me to, you know?
因为我觉得哎呀不可理喻，因为我都已经放下了我的就是我的专业哈，然后我觉得没有办法接受。
This is another test.
其实这是另外一个事情。
Sometimes you could treat your full-time ministry as your idol.
那因为有的时候你甚至你把你全时间的服事当做你的偶像。
Do you understand? Sometimes you can treat serving God can become your idol.
你能够明白吗？有的时候你把你服事神这个工作变成了你的偶像。
You could lose your freedom too.
你也可以失去你的自由。
This happened in the church in the history. Even now, still happen.
其实这个在历史上呢，就很多教会都经历，但现在也有很多教会在经历。
When that becomes your idol, you want to define yourself as a servant of God or minister of God.
因为这个发生的时候，你会觉得哦，我是一个神的仆人，我是一个。
I cannot do this. I cannot do that.
哦，我不可以做这，我不可以做那。
I cannot fail.
我不可以失败。
I cannot make mistakes in front of other people.
我不可以在众人面前就是做错任何事。
I cannot show interest in money.
我不可以就是对钱感兴趣。
I remember there was an old pastor. He was not interested to be a pastor, but God called him through a prophet to be a pastor, and he
那有一个就是牧师呢，就是他并不想当牧师，可是有一个先知呢跟他发预言，就是神把他带他进入这个牧师的职位。
Then he loved all kinds of music instruments. You know, he was a engineer before. So you know what he do?
他是一个就是工程师啊，他也很喜欢各种各样的乐器。你知道他做了什么吗？
Because he didn't want people to think he's not spiritual.He put all these things in the basement. And then he will go there into the basement. Nobody knows. He enjoys his music.
那因为呢，他不想让众人觉得哇，他玩物丧志哈，他就把这些他的这个就是弹琴的东西都放在乐器都放在那个地下室。等到别人看不见的时候，还偷偷去地下室去玩一下他的音乐。
He shared this story later. He said he lost his freedom.
所以他就是后来他分享了这故事，他就说他失去了他的自由。
You know, people can become very religious, but may not God that's God want. You know.
那有些人呢，他可能会似乎非常敬虔，但是并不是神想要的。
That's what God happened to me again. God said, "You're gonna have Joseph anointing."
所以呢，这就是另外一个神跟我讲，他说你要有约瑟的恩膏。
Anyway, when these things come.It's very hard, many things. Because I said, I want to serve the Lord. I want to serve the Lord. I didn't want to make money.
因为这个对我来说很难，因为我跟神说了啊，我不想服侍，我要服侍神，我不想赚钱。
Well, our three children were born, and we need money.
那我三个孩子出生了，我们又需要钱。
I had so much conflict with my wife.
那我跟我的太太有很多的矛盾。
And wife is mainly about how to make money, how to raise up children.
那我太太呢，主要就是想赚钱，要养三个孩子。
You see, all things, I have so much internal conflict because I am a servant of God. I want to serve God.
那我对我来说呢，我内在有很多挣扎，因为呢，我是神的仆人，我想服侍神。
I don't want to go to make money.
我不想去外面去赚钱。
But later on, some prophets.Prophesied again, and also some brothers sisters in the prayer meetings, these visions about me, Lord, want me to make money.
那后来呢，就是很多有先知再次发预言，而且就是有很多弟兄姐妹在异象中看到，就是神想让我出去赚钱。
So then, my heart starts getting more peaceful.
那后来呢，我的心呢就平安。
Because I felt very guilty as a servant of God, I need to go to make money.
因为我当时就是其实是有一些内疚，因为我觉得哦，作为神的仆人，但是我要出去赚钱。
However, I always believe the words of the proven prophets. I take it very seriously.
但是我呢，一直都非常相信，就是可靠的先知所说的话，就是每一个字句我都非常认真。
So because that was in my mind, I always prayed, Lord, I offer this prophecy to you too. You are going to accomplish it. I offer my full-time ministry to you too. You know what to do.
那我就是跟神说啊，我把这个先知发的预言呢给献上，你来成就。我也把我这个全职的这个教会呢，这个教会给献上。你知道这个教会该做什么？
And there was a conference in Portland in States. There was about how to evangelize things. And on that meeting, there's a pastor's wife spoke about offering of Isaac.
那后来有在波特兰呢有一个大聚集，然后呢，那当时就是有一个牧师的太太呢，就是讲了一篇道，就是关于献上以撒。
And she asked, "You ask God, everybody, what is your idol?" What is your Isaac you need to offer? Offer to God, God will bless in that area.
那当时他就说啊，你问问你自己，你到底你的偶像是谁呢？把你的偶像，你的以撒献上给神，神就要来祝福。
So I asked the Lord prayer, the Lord, what is my Isaac?
那我当时就祷告问神啊，神呐，我的以撒是谁？什么
？I felt the Lord is saying, your idol, your Isaac is you always want to have big ministries.
那我当时感觉呢，神跟我说啊，你的偶像呢，就是你希望有大的事工。
So God was, I felt God was telling me, if I call you to be intercessor, just pray for people. Are you willing?
那我感觉神就问我，如果神让我让你成为一个代祷者，你只需要祷告，你会愿意吗
？Nobody knows.
没有人认识你。
Are you willing?
你愿意吗
？So I cried, literally cried.
那我真的就是哭泣了。
I said, Lord, I offer it.
那我就跟神说，神啊，我把我的以撒献给你。
You know, this is very beautiful.
因为你知道吗？这是一个非常美好。
When you offer it, you are so free.
当你献上的时候，你就得自由了。
Later on, when I serve the Lord, Lord, the Holy Spirit speak to me through me very clearly.
但后来呢，我就是在服事时候呢，圣灵就可以清楚的对我来说话。
The reason is, I think one reason is that I am just a free person.I am just a servant, you know. I do not define myself as this as that.
那因为呢，我觉得就是我是一个自由的，我没有把我自己定义在这个或者是那个。
So sometimes the people in China call me.
那有的时候呢，中国的弟兄姐妹给我打电话。
So I ask the Lord what to pray for them.
我会问神哦，我要跟他们祷告些什么呢
？So the Lord will give me words to speak to them.
那神呢就会给我清楚的话语来跟他们说话。
They just get healed.
然后他们就得医治。
And they know it's from the Lord.
他们也知道是从神而来的。
Even now on Thursday prayer meetings, quite a few Chinese couple Wednesday, yes, they in China on Zoom, and you know, like they know that Holy Spirit is working with us.
那呢，就星期三呢，我们的祷告会也有一些就是从国内加入的弟兄姐妹，然后他们知道的神的圣灵在运行。
So my spirit is free. If Lord want me to serve Chinese in China, I serve Chinese in China.
所以呢，我的灵是自由的。如果神要让我呢去是国内的弟兄姐妹呢，我的灵就是自由的在去服侍。
I have many tenants. I serve my tenants.
那我也有很多房客，那我也可以服侍我的房客。
I preach gospel to them, pray for them.
那我就是跟他们传福音，为他们祷告。
Even yesterday there was a tenant who was painting, doing painting for me.
那昨天呢，有一个房客就是帮我刷漆。
So I talked to him about my stories. He said, "I want to go to church too."
那我跟他讲了我的故事，他就说，哦，我也想去教会。
You know, I told him, you know, I'm so glad you guys can live together so well because they have a few people live together.
那我就说，哎，你们这几个人住在一起这么和睦，真。
Encourage him to you know to make good relationships.
那我就鼓励他，让他们就是彼此能够建立好的关系。
Sometimes when God wants me to pray, I just pray for them.
有时候神想让我为他们祷告，那我就为他们祷告。
And at the same time, just do my renovations and rent out rooms, houses.
那就同时呢，我就是啊装修我的房子，然后出租。
My heart is free.
那我的心呢是自由的。
This all belongs to the Lord.
所有的这些都是属于神。
Even now, me and my wife, when we pray or buy things or do things, we always pray, Lord, if it's your will, let it be done. If not, take it away.
那我跟我的太太也是一样，我们做事的时候，我们就会祷告神呢。如果是出自于你，你就成就；不是出自于你，你就拿走。
You know, when you are willing to offer, and the Lord will bless you greatly.
当你愿意摆上的时候，神就会大大的祝福。
You know, those were my assets.
这些呢都是我的财。
I was willing to offer.
那我就是愿意把它献上。
And sometimes difficult, sometimes easy.
那有的时候是很困难，有的时候是很容易。
And Isaac it comes earlier, Lord wants you to offer. Some comes later.
那有一些以撒呢，就是比较早的神让你把它献上，有一些可能是后来。
Because the Lord knows your stages of life.
因为神知道你在生命的不同的阶段。
What can you handle? What you cannot handle?
你什么是可以掌控，什么是你不可以的
？Bible said He will not test you to the extreme so that you cannot handle.
那圣经上说呢，神不会把你不能承担的那个重担交给你。
Simply because God loves us.
就是因为神非常的爱我。
Now even here, many people like the young people. Of course, we want good career.
那这里很多年轻人呢，希望有一个好的工作。
In the future, we want to have a good spouse, have a good family.
在未来呢，找到好的伴侣，有好的家庭。
And for parents, you want your children to behave.
那你孩父母呢，就希望你的孩子能够乖。
Maybe you want your children to grow up in a very good environment.
希望你的孩子在一个非常好的环境成长。
Including good Sunday schools, good church.
好的，就是星期天Sunday school.
However, are we willing to offer all this as a sacrifice to the Lord?
但是呢，你愿意把这些当做以撒献上吗
？You know, I'm not saying you have to do it now.
我不是说你必须现在做。
But when the Lord asks you, and then you said, you will say, Lord, give me grace, I'm willing.
那你当神要你这么做的时候呢，你就祷告，让神给你恩典，让你可以做。
Then what God can do through you will have no limit.
那神呢，通过你呢，就是你就会没有阻拦，可以做任何事。
You can do this, you can do that.
可以做这个，也可以做那个。
Because when God bless you, He will give you the grace and give you the power.
当神祝福你的时候呢，他会给你足够的恩典，足够的能力。
Okay, let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Hallelujah, our Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah, 我们天上的父。
God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
God of Joseph, God of Moses.
约瑟、摩西的神。
God of David,
大卫的神。
God of Saint John and Saint Paul.
Saint Paul and Saint John,
God of all our spiritual fathers,
我们所有属灵父母的神
Lord, we just thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你
Simply, you love us.
因为你爱我们
The Bible said, even you are not good. Your son asked for fish, you will not give a snake.
你们不好，但是你们的孩子问鱼的时候，你不会给蛇
If your son asks for food.Bread, you will not give a piece of stone.
你孩子问你要饼的时候，你不会给石头。
How much more the Heavenly Father will give good things to you?
天上的父岂不把更好的给你们吗
？Yes, Lord, we believe you are going to give good gifts to your children.
主啊，我们相信你会把好的礼物给你的孩子。
Lord, we trust you.
主啊，我们信靠你。
Lord, increase our faith.
帮助提升我们的信心。
And you, at different times, you will show us what is our Isaac.
在不同的时期，把我们的以撒显现。
We are willing to offer to you.
我们愿意把我们的以撒献上。
When we offer to you, you are going to touch and bless.
当我们献上的时候，你就来触摸，来祝福。
Just like how you blessed Abraham and Isaac.
就像你如何祝福亚伯拉罕跟以撒一样。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告，谢谢。
Amen.
Amen.